Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 18 of the Minor Prophets as we continue our study of Amos. Today's devotion is titled, Words of Woe. John Phillips once said, "A dark day was coming for Israel. Sooner than they supposed, they would be faced with the Assyrian invasion, which would be the initial, partial, and illustrative fulfillment of Amos's prophecy. But the full and final enactment will not come until the day of the Lord, when God's judgment will fall on the whole world." Our text today is from Amos chapter 5, verse 18, through chapter 6, verse 14. "Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord! Why would you have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light, as if a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand against the wall and a serpent bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I despise your feasts, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the peace offerings of your fattened animals, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs. To the melody of your harps, I will not listen. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Did you bring to me sacrifices and offerings during the 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? You shall take up Sikkoth your king, and Keon your star god, your images that you made for yourselves, and I will send you into exile beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion, and to those who feel secure on the mountains of Samaria, the notable men of the first of the nations to whom the house of Israel comes. Pass over to Calneh and see, and from there go to Hamath the Great, then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are you better than these kingdoms? Or is their territory greater than your territory, O you who put far away the day of disaster and bring near the seat of violence? Woe to those who lie on beds of ivory and stretch themselves out on their couches and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall, who sing idle songs to the sound of the harp and, like David, invent for themselves instruments of music, who drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the finest oils, but are not grieved over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, they shall now be the first of those who go into exile, and the revelry of those who stretch themselves out shall pass away. The Lord God has sworn by Himself, declares the Lord, the God of hosts, I abhor the pride of Jacob and hate his strongholds, and I will deliver up the city and all that is in it. And if 10 men remain in one house, they shall die. And when one's relative, the one who anoints him for burial, shall take him up to bring the bones out of the house, and shall say to him who is in the innermost part of the house, is there still anyone with you? He shall say, no. And he shall say, silence. We must not mention the name of the Lord. For behold, the Lord commands, and the great house shall be struck down into fragments, and the little house into bits. Do horses run on rocks? Does one plow there with the oxen? But you have turned justice into poison, and the fruit of righteousness into wormwood. You who rejoice in Lodabar, who say, have we not, by our own strength, captured Carnaim for ourselves? For behold, I will raise up against you a nation, O house of Israel, declares the Lord, the God of hosts, and they shall oppress you from Lebo Hamath to the brook of the Arabah." The sermon that began back in Amos chapter 5, verse 1, continues with a series of woes. The first woe of this third sermon is in Amos chapter 5, verse 18. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. Warren Wiersbe provides the following explanation of the phrase, the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is a period of time during which God judges his enemies and establishes his kingdom on earth. It's the answer to our prayer, thy kingdom come. And it's also described in Revelation chapter 6 through 20 and many passages in the books of the prophets. The people Amos was addressing saw the day of the Lord as a time of great deliverance for the Jews and terrible punishment for the Gentiles. You can read Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. But the prophets had a clearer vision of this momentous event. They realized the day of the Lord was also a time of testing and purifying for Israel. For more information, you can see Isaiah chapter 2, verses 10 through 21, chapter 13, verses 6 through 13, Jeremiah 46, verse 10, Joel chapter 3, verses 9 through 17, and Zephaniah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. When God's people would go through tribulation before entering the kingdom of God. Israel considered the day of the Lord something to look forward to. They understood it as a time when God would defeat their enemies. They did not realize God would judge every sin, including theirs. Amos reminded them that when God judged their sin, it would be a very dark day for Israel too. The second woe is in Amos chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion. The word ease literally means security. And in this verse, it refers to false security. Israel had grown complacent and apathetic. They were cold toward the word and ways of God. They had also become indifferent to his warnings. The final woe is declared in Amos chapter 6, verses 4 through 14. This woe deals directly with their desire for possessions and their sin of pride. Israel had fallen so far that they lived daily with no dependence upon God. They lived only for themselves as though God had never delivered them. Israel ignored the judgments of God. They put their trust in their possessions and affluence. Simply put, they were more concerned with their luxuries than with the Lord. Jesus himself gave this warning about possessions in Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? Our world needs to hear the warning given to Israel in Amos chapters 5 and 6. For many people, materialism has become more important than the Messiah. If we are not careful, we can all fall victim to the desire to obtain more of what this world offers. That leads to another step away from God, placing our worth in what we've accumulated rather than our relationship with the Lord. Amos chapter 6, verse 8 includes a warning, while verses 9 through 14 describe the calamities that will fall on Israel because of their sins. The warning is clearly stated, God abhors pride. The consequences of Israel's sin include death, destruction, and oppression. The entire nation stood guilty as charged, and they would all face God's judgment. May we learn from the mistakes of Israel so that we will not face the consequences of our complacency. As we learned yesterday, if we seek the Lord, we will find life. May we listen and obey the message of Amos chapter 5, verse 14. Seek good and not evil. Some questions to consider. Which woe hits closest to home in your spiritual journey? How can the past mistakes of God's people be a warning for each generation. In what ways have you grown complacent in your walk with the Lord? And finally, do you struggle with greed or pride? In what ways? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.